quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, New Pacific 3 Eastern, Sunday 3 Pacific 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Wednesday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. Tonight is Dynamite, and the show will kick off with William Ospreay, the new AEW World Champion. And we have two other segments announced for the show as well. We'll talk about that. We've got all of the notes from last night's NXT. Remember that show where I think Dave went for 58 minutes talking about Dory Funk Jr.? Well, we may get something similar today as Tom pays tribute to the NXT Speed title. He is very, very sad. The Speed title is gone, the men's and the women's. We'll talk about that. The NXT show was, was it an NXT show. It had some good stuff on the show, but my God, there was some stuff on that show that was so stupid. So we will review it here today in the final segment of the program. We got some more on the former New Day, now the New Level, and when they sign with AEW and some other news. Kendall Gray update. We have got an update on the WWE Vault YouTube channel. We've got some notes on Athena and plenty more. We should have time for a Q&A today, actually. So if you got questions for Tom and I, the text message number 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. I'm F4WOnline at gmail.com, as well as F4WOnline Threads and Instagram and Cameo. Have you gotten a Cameo yet? F4WOnline on Cameo. At Brian Alvarez X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
$12.5 billion. That's what Americans lost to fraud last year alone. And the scams targeting seniors are getting smarter. AI-generated voices, emails that look perfect. So I built a weekly scam alert specifically for seniors. Every Tuesday, you get a plain language email about the latest threats, what to watch for, what to delete. It's completely free. Just enter your email. And if you want more protection, we've got that too. StopThisScam.com. That's StopThisScam.com.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, what are you doing? Oh, I see. All black, sunglasses. Would you like to talk about the doom of the NXT Speed title right off the bat right here?
Even though it's afternoon, I'm in mourning, Brian. Just over two years, the moments that we got to share with the Speed title, it's like... I don't want to be upset that it's gone. I want to remember it for what it was and be happy for the memories that we made together with the Speed title, Brian. I cannot believe that finally the clock has run out. It's up. The time's over. It's gone.
Speed title's dead, Tom.
April 26, 2024.
Would you like to talk about how stupid the entire thing was on top of everything else?
September 1st, 2026. For the men's title, at least.
Bro.
August 9th, 2024. Till September 1st, 2026. For the women's.
All right. For those of you that don't know what's going on, I'm not even sure I know what's going on. So NXT had a heat wave show this weekend. Not sure how many people watched it. Went head-to-head with All In. But they had a match on that show, and it was a unification match. What? I'm telling everyone what happened.
It was a unification match.
Hold on. Don't get ahead of ourselves. Okay? Ren Sinclair was the women's speed champion. Okay? Zarya was the women's North American champion. They announced, for reasons I can't even explain now that I think about it, that these two were going to do a match to unify the North American and the Speed titles. So they announced this match, the Speed champion versus the North American champion, a unification match, and then they added a third person to the match who didn't possess a title, by the way. It's just a third person. So we ended up having a three-way unification match for only two belts. All right, whatever. So anyway, Zarya ends up winning the match at Heatwave. So Zarya has unified the North American and the Speed titles, okay? Now you're probably asking yourself, what does that mean? They're unified. Well, they go to TV the next day, and Mr. Stone says to Zarya, "Well, Zarya, you know what's coming. Which one are you going to give up?" I thought they were unified. Well,
hold on, Brian. I don't want you to gloss over the fact that these titles are unified because of a three-way in which the person that was pinned is the person who has no claim to either title.
Correct.
The title changed hands in a unification with two titles, and the person that lost the match had neither title. I just want to make that clear.
Correct. So, he says, which one's it going to be? And so Zarya says, I am going to give up the Speed title, okay? Even though there isn't a Speed title, they've been unified, but she says, I am going to give up the Speed title. Mr. Stone then says, okay, he takes the belt, and then I swear to God, he turns around, and there's Lexus King, and he goes, Lexus, give me your belt. Lexus King has to then vacate his men's Speed title.
No, he didn't vacate it. It's defunct.
Yes.
He didn't vacate the belt. The belt is just done.
So, Tom, first off, your internet is absolutely atrocious today. I don't think there's anything you can do about
I'll
it.
I'll reset my computer.
But I think it's the internet. But anyway, so you're telling me.
I think I've got a torrent.
You're telling me. Open. Yeah, can you shut off whatever
else
you've got?
It won't close unless I have to shut down the computer. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. What are you torrenting? Do I even want to know?
Emmanuel.
Get out of here. So anyway, are you telling me that if Mr. Stone would have said, Zarya, which one are you going to give up? If she would have said, you know what, I'm going to give up the North American title. Are you telling me that he was going to call in Jackson Drake and go, Jackson, the North American title is defunct. We need to get rid of it now. Is that what you're telling me?
I think he must have had an Iggy. Somebody must have given him the Zarya must have given him the Iggy because Jackson Drake wasn't in there. Birthright was already just sitting around hanging out there. The other thing is,
why did they do a unification match? Why did she have to vacate one? Why did they get rid of God?
The whole reason why Zarya wanted both belts is because Sol Ruka had both titles. Sure, she had two titles. One of them was the Speed title. The other was the North American title, right? Or was the main...
Why?
What? Why?
It's not even that, Tom. It's not even that. If you've watched NXT for the last year, they've changed the rules now three times, okay? Originally, it was fine for you to run around with two titles. Then it was like, well, you can't run around with two titles. You have to vacate one, and then we're going to have a tournament. And now you can't have two titles. Whichever one you vacate, we're going to destroy the division. It's
defunct. Hold on. Stone let Zarya defend the Speed title when she wasn't even the freaking champion, and now that she is the champion by pinning somebody who wasn't the champion, she doesn't even get to defend the belt?
Yeah.
Hello!
Tom, I need you to do me a favor. I'm going to mute you. I want you to shut down your Emmanuel torrent because we can neither see you nor hear you because your internet is just going nutty. So I'll do a little bit of news, and then we'll return to you. So here we go. All right, Dynamite is coming up tonight. We'll do the full NXT report later for those of you that need the whole shebang. Dynamite is tonight. We have got Will Ospreay kicking off the show. We'll actually find out if they kick off the show with like a full recap of All In and the main event and the video package. My gut tells me no, but we'll see. Will Ospreay is going to kick off the show as champion. We have got Mercedes Moné doing her world title celebration. And we have one match announced, which is Swerve, Kofi, and Austin Creed against the Rascals. It's all we've got for Dynamite. This is the follow-up show to All In. I hope everything works out great, but like, this is a common problem with AEW. We just hit this absolute peak of the pay-per-view, and then like the following Dynamite, it's like back to normal. And it shouldn't be back to normal. In fact, I think this Dynamite hasn't even sold all that many tickets, which is even more astonishing. I've actually got it here somewhere. Forget where the show's at tonight. Let's see what we got. Dynamite tonight is in Charleston, West... No, that's not where it's at. Oh, here it is. There's a Dynamite and Collision taping tonight at the Credit Union of Texas Event Center in Allen, Texas. And that's not too bad. They got 2,900 tickets out. So they sold 500 tickets in the last day. So that's good. It was not looking this good not that long ago. So anyway, that's Dynamite coming up tonight, and hopefully it is a great follow-up. They got All Out coming, and so we got to get a card together. We got to get a world title match, and we got to get plenty more. Let's see if Tom's back yet. You there? All right, we're going to head to a break, everybody. We'll come back with Tom and more, and we'll continue on this this lovely show, getting into the news and the NXT TV report. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Sometimes life changes, and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now. right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Tom is back. Hopefully it's working here today.
Am I whack? Am I back?
It's still kind of crappy. I don't know why. We've done a speed test. You're just all weird.
Well, that's not abnormal, but...
You know, we got an After Dark coming up this afternoon. It's going to be awesome. And I bring it up because there was just a Bigfoot sighting in Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania, which is ironic because you, Tom, look exactly like Jim Thorpe. Did you guys know that?
Oh, yeah, you keep saying this. There's one picture.
Yeah, it's uncanny. It's at the casino. It's at the Northern Quest Casino, where, in fact, there's a big Relentless show coming up in November. And on that note, Tom, I know you like to think you're the champion, but you know what? One of us is defending the Relentless Pacific Northwest Championship this weekend, and it's not you. I will be at Bumbershoot on Sunday night in Seattle, the gigantic outdoor festival the entire Labor Day weekend in Seattle. There are SOS wrestling shows, I believe, on both days, and I will be wrestling on the Sunday 8 p.m. show. I'm going to defend that title against Chris Rizik in a singles match. Yep.
Please listen. You are not the champion.
I am the champion.
But if you lose that belt, I'm going to be so pissed.
Dude, everyone's asking if you're coming.
I'm not.
You can still
be
get
there.
A flight, dude. Bumbershoot's fun.
Nobody asked me if I was going. What do you mean? Who's asking if I'm going?
Not flying you there, and I know you're cheap to do it, so I know you're not coming. But the point is, it was asked if you were going to be there.
Yes, I'm too cheap to fly myself to
Bumbershoot. Brother, are you going to fly yourself to Bumbershoot on Sunday? Are you going to do it?
It's not about being too cheap.
Yeah, it is. If you had $1 billion, you'd be there. I guarantee it.
If I had $1 billion, I wouldn't be doing this show.
If you had $1 billion, you'd probably have better internet, if we're being honest.
If I had $1 billion, I wouldn't be the secondary champion of a company.
Yeah, you'd be the champion of your own company. Brian Rose says he's the champion. He's got the belt right there. Thank you, Brian Rose. That guy knows what he's talking about.
Sure. Whatever.
Deal with it, Tom.
Back off, Brian Rose. I don't care if you're a high-calorie grappler. I'll smoke you out.
A high-calorie grappler?
I'll take you out.
What is that supposed to mean? That was very rude. Jeez. What is that supposed to mean? I'm standing up for Brian Rose here. What does that mean he's a high-calorie grappler?
It means whatever the hell you want it to mean.
Wow. Wow. Brian, I think you're great. I think you're all right. Lasting says he called him obese. That's effed up. Yeah, it is. Brian Rose, is Tom Lawler calling me fat? Sure seems like it to me, Brian. Wow. A high-calorie grappler. Wow. Huh. Kendall Gray has been ruled out of action.
This is a real injury?
No, of course not.
Oh.
It's preposterous. Especially because of the claim that they gave. They claimed that she was out of action because of a vestibular system disruption. Come on. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a real thing, but it's preposterous. She's got the fake ear injury, and, you know, they're playing it up.
It's weird because she whacked her ear on the steps is the injury. It wasn't like she took, like, some horrific head blow.
I don't even think that was real. I think they're trying to claim that that was actually...
No, that was, I thought it was, that was part of an angle.
Yeah, so did I. I think they're trying to claim this is all real, but I mean...
Maybe it's like the Nigel McGuinness thing.
Brian Rose goes, it's okay. He can remain beltless with crappy internet. Not wrong.
Well, I'd rather be beltless than need an extender.
I hope you're delighted.
You're welcome.
I hope you're delighted with yourself. WWE's latest trademark filing relates to the company's YouTube channel, WWE Vault. New filing comes after a previous dispute from 2024 to 2026. WWE was not granted approval because it was too similar to a ticketing company's trademark for The Vault. You're telling me that the trademark for The Vault was too close to The Vault? Huh. I can't imagine why that would be an issue.
What? The Vault has been around forever, right?
Oh, this is the WWE Vault.
Yeah, but I mean, how are you going to trademark The Vault? Isn't it a competition? Isn't it an apparatus?
It's now WWE Vault. Yeah. So they had a quote here from Steve Brabant, which sounds like an NXT name.
Can he come over here and help me out?
Steve Brabant!
Oh, I thought you said Steve Broadband.
He's the WWE head of digital media. Okay, are you ready for this, guys?
Steve Broadband is the head of WWE.
Yeah, Steve Broadband is in charge of digital media. But can you... I swear to God, this is an actual quote from a guy in charge of digital media for a company worth billions and billions of dollars. Are you ready for this? He says, the success of the Vault came with no new resources needed. We tapped into a few people that were passionate about our archive. So, like, fans? Saw the engagement on our main channel and just moved the whole Vault to the page. We're now about to the 4 million sub mark. This is from Steve Brabant, the head of digital media. It shocks me every week how some of this content does. You don't say. People like to watch old wrestling. How about that? How about that? It's also an indication that people are less into modern day wrestling, because usually when modern day wrestling sucks, that's when they move back into the Vault. And a lot of people, you know, I'm not saying that WWE sucks right now. I actually thought the main event of Raw was freaking awesome. Although contrary to what Tommy Dreamer said, it was not the best match of 2026, but it was pretty awesome. But yeah, a lot of people want to see some older content. 4.29 million YouTube views.
I will say, you have to remember, it is on YouTube, so I am one of the people who do this quite often. Hey, here's 4 hours of the Great Khali against... This is a real video, by the way. I think it's 3 hours of the Great Khali against WWE Hall of Famers. And you put it on, and then you go about your day, and you come back, and you see the Punjabi prison, you see something like that, and you continue on about your day. You pick up the dog poop, you come in here, you do the show for a little while, you sneak outside during the break and drink 3 beers, you come back in, you know, you still see the Khali on the TV hitting the chap. So.
This guy goes, he's the guy that destroyed all the WWE fan-made channels. I don't like how WWE destroys the people who did that for a hobby for years when they didn't profit from it. I'm not sure you can say they didn't profit from it. If you're putting up WWE copyrighted material on YouTube and you have ads on the page, I mean, you're making money off the content. So, I mean, any company is going to go up and go after anybody who's doing whatever on... what do you mean WWE made the money? How would WWE make the money if the fans took their content? When you upload it due to WWE YouTube content ID system. I'm not sure what this guy's talking about. Send me an email. Explain this to me. Maybe I'm out to lunch. That's happened before. Athena has expressed desire. Are you ready for this? Here's another one. I'm reading this story in September of 2026. Athena has expressed desire to become a full-time member of the AEW roster. You don't say. It's finally time to make that forever as well, she says. I feel like I've given the world to Ring of Honor. I've given years of my career being the forever Ring of Honor champion. I've given so much of the longest reigning championship in the modern day era, the most violent champion of the era. But when it comes to me, I want to do more with AEW. You don't say. It's not like people have been asking for this for like 5 years now. She has now been the Ring of Honor Women's Champion for 1,362 days.
That's it.
Which is 3.7 years. And people have been asking for years and years and years, why is she not in AEW? Why is she stuck in Ring of Honor? And the answer is, I don't know! And apparently she doesn't know either. So maybe it might be time to... Maybe she's only in like her 30s or something. Is that the problem? She's too young? I guess it's not WWE.
I don't know. She's awesome.
She is awesome. That's the point. What's she doing stuck there? And no one seems to have an answer. The former New Day also noted, I presume this is true, but it's just incredible. They did not sign their deals until 24 hours before All In. And they didn't talk to Tony until a week prior. And I'm sure that's all true, but it's like, it's one of those things that like everybody knew. I mean, weeks in advance, I was just told flat out, yeah, it's Swerve in the New Day. Like everybody knew it was like, but apparently he didn't talk to them and they didn't sign the deals until the day before. They also noted that their pay cut that WWE asked them to take was, quote, more than 50%.
I mean, that's substantial regardless of what they were making at their high end. Over 50%.
And they claimed a lot of people didn't know that, but the news was out. That's what people wanted, was they wanted a 50% pay cut from people. And I can confirm, I don't know the exact number, but they were asked to take more than a 50% pay cut. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
I am an American veteran. I am proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
Are you moving to another state? We can make it easy for you. We are Movers USA. We're experts in getting your valuable possessions of your home from point A to point B anywhere in the United States. Now's the time to get a fresh start in a new city. Get it done right with Movers USA. We'll take care of your possessions just like our own. We'll take all the headaches off your mind, pack everything for you, and bring them safe and secure and put in the right place in your new home. If you're moving across state lines, call us right now for a 100% free quote. Ask your representative how you can qualify for a special discount with today's call. If you're moving anywhere in the U.S., we can get you there. Quick, call now for details. 800-631-3086. 800-631-3086. 800-631-3086. That's 800-631-3086. Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're in the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Well, let's do this silly NXT report. Show is silly. Know what I mean?
NXT on the C-dub. Zilla Fatu, how, opened up the show. Said something about being the main one holding the title in the future. He was then interrupted by Tristan.
He sounded like he got lost in his promo.
I mean, it sounded like he just had nothing to say.
Yeah.
Fatu called Tristan Angels Gangrel Jr., called him out for a match tonight. Angels accepted. They brawled for a second, and then Angels scurried from the ring. That was it. Zilla Fatu's still over, though.
He sure is. That goofy, hello! Hello!
He's got people in the crowd are doing it.
He's got on his shirt. Can you trademark hello?
Jada Parker did it during her interview.
Yeah.
Backstage, Stone was like, I'm definitely making that match tonight. And then there's EK Prosper and Saquon Sugar's there. They both say they want a shot at Grayson Waller and the NXT title.
You know who my favorite character on the show is?
Keanu Carter.
Oh, my God. He's incredible. Like, I don't know what the heck happened, man, but, like, in the last 6 months, he's gone from 0 to 60. Everything about him is great. Like, Stone is trying to figure out this championship thing, and this guy walks in, and I swear to God, he's...
like, what? When did he... Like, go ahead.
Swear to God, he says these words, okay? He says these words. Looks like you got yourself in a pickle, bruh. I don't know how he pulled this off, but he freaking pulled this off. Looks like you got yourself in a pickle, bruh. It was like, oh my God, this guy is the greatest. He needs to beat Grayson Waller and become the champion. He's my NXT champion.
Stone looked like he was in a pickle in that horrifically colored green suit.
God.
It was worse than your shirt by miles.
You think I'm going to defend this shirt? This shirt as a gimmick because people like it.
Speaking of Miles Bourne.
Oh, my God. Ah! I'm going to mute myself because I need 15 minutes on the Brian and Vinny show tomorrow night to talk about this.
Really?
So angry watching this segment. I'm muting myself.
I am really wondering why Brian was so angry because I was expecting some long...
You've
got
to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me. Do I have to do the short version of this?
I think so. I was happy they didn't make this a long BS thing.
Hold on.
Okay.
They have been teasing that Tavion is going to turn on Miles for months, okay?
Yeah.
They end up doing a swerve. They end up doing a swerve, and Miles turns on Tavion, all right? At first, I was like, what? And then I thought about it, and then it made sense to me. It was like, you know what? This is all Tavion's fault. Like, Tavion is the guy. He's out of control. He's overexcited. He's putting these guys in matches. Miles ends up having to work twice in one night. They end up losing both of the belts. Like, I get it. There's an easy promo to cut here. You screwed this up, Tavion. You were overexcited. You put us in this mess. I got angry about it, I turn on you. That's not what he said. I swear to God he says this. He goes, I watched what I did to Tavion. First off, he goes 100 times in 48 hours. I was like, you could have watched Maya World and like... But anyway, he goes, I don't regret defending both titles on Sunday. I took a big swing, struck out, and there were no excuses. But I saw how you were looking at me the last month. And how you kept saying you didn't know what you were going to do if you lost these titles. He says, I know how much it meant to you. He said this, Tom. He goes, I know how much it meant to you. I knew if I turned my back on you, you were going to suplex me into the third row. I was like, oh my God. Did you guys watch the show Sunday? Let me tell you exactly what happened on the show Sunday, okay? They lost the tag team titles. Miles, after losing the tag team titles, turned his back on Tavion. He turned his back to him. Tavion is right behind him looking at him. We're all expecting Tavion to do something. And he didn't. And Miles left. Tavion left with him. Now, this guy is telling me that the reason I turned... No, that is what happened. I watched it. After they lost the titles, he turned his back on the guy.
Okay. I thought you were talking about after Miles
lost. He turned his back on him and Tavion didn't do anything. Now this guy is telling me, well, I knew if I turned my back on you, you'd do something, so I had to attack you first. It's like, dude, you are gaslighting me. That is not what happened. I watch it with my own two eyes.
How funny.
You turned your back on him. God! This was so easy. And as usual, old Johnny Russo had to come up with a better idea, which was completely opposite what we saw with our own eyes. Go ahead.
These Russo brothers really get you riled up.
They sure do. They sure do. God. Go ahead. We got a lot to talk about here.
Shiloh Hill to God Naraku, or as he is now called, Naraku.
Naraku. Get it straight.
Sorry. They're feuding because Shiloh Hill was snooping around trying
This was also so stupid. Go ahead.
I mean, I'd be pissed if I was Naraku and you got this Shiloh Hill snooping around trying to find all this stuff on about you. So Hill
That's
makes
not
a comeback.
The issue. The issue is the finish.
I know. I will. We're getting to it, Brian. We're going to get there, as you so like to say.
I'm waiting.
Hill made a comeback. Naraku played dead. Hit a sit-out fireman's carry spine buster. Hill hit a punch. They collided on a double clothesline. Both men were down. Then Naraku sprays the mist in his hand, puts it into the face of Shiloh Hill, who, what?
It's Tom.
It's the spray.
So stupid.
It's the spray. The action of spraying something in someone's face is what gets them. It's
no,
not,
the mist itself is supposed to be poisonous, they're claiming.
Why isn't his hand melting?
Tom.
What?
You're missing the bigger issue, okay? Let me take everyone through this exact finish, all right?
What's the bigger issue?
Okay,
tell me.
Naraku sprays...
We're getting there.
I muted myself, now I mute you. Naraku sprays mist in his own hand. Okay, he's got mist on his hand. He then acts like he's going to spray Shiloh, and the ref sees it, and the ref turns and ducks. So as the ref turns his back, evil rubs it into his eyes, and then he hits his finish, and the ref turns around and pins him. So here's my question. Why didn't he just pretend to spray, the ref covers up, and then he sprays? Why did he have to put it in his hand? Furthermore, when he goes to spray and the ref covers up, why didn't the ref then come back and see if there was spray on the guy's face? Instead, he just counts the pin.
Because, Brian, when you look, there's a simple answer. There was nothing on Shiloh Hill's face. There was no...
No, there was green all over his face because evil rubbed it all over his face.
I saw no green on that pinfall. Shiloh Hill was also dead for a second because of the mist, and then came to and was rubbing his face.
This was
so I'm not
so
quite
stupid.
Sure what the effects really are. Nice Space Tornado Ogawa by Naraku for the win. I just wanted to get in the real name of that move. Noam Dar and Romeo Moreno took on Sean Legacy and Dorian Van Dukes. This was all moves, big moves, kickouts, high-impact double teams. There was a cool moment where Noam Dar did a Mighty Mouse German
suplex.
Are
you calling him Norm Dar? Is it a great
What is
tribute?
His name?
Noam Dar.
Noam Dar did the Mighty Mouse armbar. Romeo Moreno did a superplex. DVD powerbombed Noam Dar onto him to break the submission. And then at the finish, Dar inadvertently knocked out Moreno with a spinning back elbow. Somehow gets his knees up on a Sean Legacy springboard 450 and rolled Sean Legacy up and won the match.
Yeah.
While Romeo Moreno was dead, then they embraced and they were killed by the returning Creed brothers.
Oh my God.
All people, the Creed brothers are back in NXT.
For those of you that have not kept track, the Creeds were signed to WWE. They were sent to NXT. They then were moved up to the main roster. Then they were moved to AAA, and now they've been moved back down to NXT. What?
We had the segment where Robert Stone forced Zari to vacate the title.
Stupid.
So the title gets taken away. Birthright's somewhat pissed. Like, they really weren't even that mad. Cruz Montana comes in, and he wants a title shot. Stone says, I can't do anything. Waller's going to address everyone later on.
You're the GM, bro. Like, do something.
Keanu Carver walks in. He goes, everyone's going to want a shot of that title. Sucks to be you, Stone.
Yeah, he does.
I was dying. And Kalani and Jade had a back-and-forth promo segment. Started with Kalani just talking about how much better she is than the rest of the division. She was then interrupted by Jada. Jada came out, said she's already beaten Kalani. She's upped her game to championship level. Miss Parker challenged Kalani for the belt right there tonight. Kalani said no, however, did accept for the match next week. So a women's title match. I thought Kalani's promo was really good, too. Crowd wanted to cheer her. They were giving her the you deserve it. She shut them down. Thea Hale defeated Evolve champion Nikita Lyons in a non-title match. Pretty short. Thea Hale tried for the Kimura. Didn't work. Avoided a Vader bomb attempt. Hit the Hail Mary senton and got the win. Cam Hendricks faced Mason Rook, who was still searching for his first NXT singles win, which is amazing because he was in the main event program a month ago.
And then Booker T's like, my God, man, it's been 4 months. I was like, well, Johnny Russo, baby.
He finally got the win. And this one was just for you.
Oh, my God. Prior. Oh,
this
my God.
When you were complaining about this the other night on the show to Dave, I saw this finish and I was like, oh, somebody heard that. Johnny Russo wrote this one just for Bryan.
Dude,
you want to talk about it?
Yeah. So they're doing their finish, and then Cam starts undoing a turnbuckle pad. Okay? He takes the turnbuckle pad off.
Yes.
He then, Mason runs him into the buckle, the exposed buckle, twice in front of the referee.
Who had chastised Cam Hendricks for taking the buckle pad off in the first place, but didn't stop him.
Nope. Ref doesn't care one bit that he got rammed into this exposed buckle, and he just counts the pin.
Whoa, he got rammed into it, which is one thing, but then Rook turned him around and whipped him into the buckle. So he ate the buckle twice in front of the
referee. Twice in front of the referee. I will say this. I'm actually not mad because this is how it normally is. They messed it up on Monday to make for a stupid finish. So I was actually, I was fine with this.
This was also a callback to Cam Hendricks beating Mason Rook by using the buckle a month ago. So at least it paid that off in the long run. Tavion Heights was being all sad to Sheriff Schreiber. He's going to face Jackson Drake for the title, I guess. Drake said he was going to talk to Stone, but we never found out if he did or not. Zilla Fatu beat Tristan Andrews with the triple Z, which is the Superman spike. It was good enough. It's fine.
Sure. It's all right.
And then Birthright tried to recruit him. And in the main event, we had a run-in by Big Schmoz.
We'll get this after the break. Observer Live.
Yeah. My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
Hear that overflow? That's not just rain. That's water pouring straight into your home's foundation. Clogged, broken, or missing gutters and downspouts can cause costly damage fast. We're talking foundation cracks, flooded basements, rotting wood, even mold. Most homeowners don't realize the damage until it's too late. We install, repair, and replace full-service gutter and downspout systems built to move water away from your home where it belongs. Call right now for a free gutter inspection. We'll show you exactly what's wrong and exactly how to fix it before it turns into a major repair bill. Call the Gutter Helpline now. Protect your home. Protect your foundation. Fix your gutters before they fail. Here's the number.
800-884-1561. 800-884-1561. 800-884-1561. That's 800-884-1561.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So I swear to God, at the end of this show, it's Grayson Waller coming out, and he comes out to say, who's going to be my next challenger? So then, like, guys start coming out, and he's irritated, even though he just asked, like, who's going to be his next challenger. And so it's Saquon, Cruz, EK Prosper, and then Mason, and then Tony D. And, man, they are rushing because they're out of time. And Stone says, guys, we're not doing this now. They all want a shot. And then Keanu comes out.
The wise sage.
The wise sage. And he goes, Stone, I got a solution. Make a 6-man tag with all these dudes who want him next week. Winning team does a triple threat. That guy gets a title shot, the winner. And Stone, whose gimmick is he's an idiot.
He's worse than Ava. He's way worse, Brian. Is he right?
He looks at Keanu.
We need to have a tail of the tape, a showdown.
He looks at Keanu and he
goes, a speed match.
He looks at Keanu and he goes, we only got 5 guys. Brother. And then Keanu smartens him up, and then Stone announces the match. So, yes, Keanu is involved. Obviously, Stone.
Keanu goes, you better make the easiest damn decision of your life right now.
Yes.
And he got in the ring, and Stone's like, all right, fine, I see 6 now. Couldn't have thought it out when on my own.
God. I don't know, man. Hey, listen, we're out of time. Tom's going to be here tomorrow. I'll be back on Friday. I'll be back tonight with Dave. Lots to talk about. The all-in follow-up show of Dynamite.
Oh, by the way, I gotta say.
Yes.
The Bloodline are tweeners, bro.
Get out of here, Observer Live.